감사합니다. 우리 장영흥 장로님 기도 말씀대로 전 세계는 지금 복음이 급히 필요합니다.
And just as our elder Chang Young-won said, the whole world is in dire need of this gospel.
그래서 지금 그 10개 넘는 13개 4개 언어로 전부 지금 번역되고 있습니다.
And right now we have over 13 languages being interpreted and translated.
전 세계 메시지 나가
And the whole world is hearing this message.
조금 여러분들이 정말 응답받으려면 세계화되고 237화 돼야 돼요.
To truly receive answers, you must be globalized and really have 237 take place.
찬양할 때 소리 좀 더 크게 주시기 바랍니다. 저 바깥에 들어야 돼요. 그냥 여러분들끼리 노래하는 것처럼 하면 안 되고 크게 좀 해서 전 세계가 찬양하는 걸
And when you praise the Lord, may you praise with louder voices so that it's not just praise within this place, but that it could reach out to the voices of the people outside.
지난번에도 너무 소리가 작아서 좀 소리 좀 커서 이렇게 찬양 커도 됩니다. 올려줘야 돼요.
And so even last week was very small, but you could make it louder.
영상 촬영도 찬양대 전체 좀 쫙 보이도록 해주고 또 좁게도 보고 이렇게 해줘야 돼요. 찬양을 지금 하는 거예요.
And then also because it is praise to God, we could also have the cameraman have close-ups to the people of the choir and also be able to see the entire choir.
교회들이 지금 빨리 237이 안 되고 있는데 우리 예배하는 교회는 시계 전부 위성시계로 바꾸세요.
And also all the churches, we see that many churches are not equipped to be globalized, but all the churches must have clocks that are more for broadcasting.
전혀 237 관심, 그 감각이 없어요.
They don't have the sense of to be 237.
시계 여러분 차고 있는 시계는 정확하게 맞지 않습니다. 위성으로 쏘는 시계라야 정확합니다. 그래서 같이 달고 같이 통역 일제히 쫙 시작되고 이렇게.
The watch is on your wrist. The time is not precise, but we need to use these satellite watches so that everybody can all start an interpretation could start at one and together.
여러분의 예배 기도 막 지금 전 세계가 쫙 보고 있습니다.
Why? Because the entire world is listening and looking at everyone giving worship and praise.
오늘 우리 장로님 감사합니다. 정확한 주께서 원하시는 그런 기도 해주셔서 감사합니다.
To our elder who gave this prayer today, I thank you for giving this accurate prayer that God desires.
장로님들 조금 기도하실 때 참고하셔야 될 것은 기도는 하나님께 하는 겁니다.
But one thing that our elders must keep in mind as you give prayer is that the prayer is given to God.
과연 통역이 필요할까? 이런 말도 있습니다.
And some people say, does interpretation is it really required?
하나님이 한국말을 못 알아들으시냐?
Because is it that he cannot understand Korean?
기도만은 하나님께 하는 거 아니냐?
Why? Because prayer is only to God.
그래서 간혹 우리 성도님들 기도하실 때 성경 구절을 많이 얘기하면 안 돼. 하나님께 지금 성경 구절을 얘기하면 안 되죠.
And then as you pray to God, you shouldn't speak too much about God's word or the passages of the word because you're praying to God.
하나님께 그냥 기도해.
You're just having to simply pray to God.
참고를 꼭 하시면 좋겠어요. 전 세계 지금 같이 예배하고 있습니다.
So please keep that in mind as we give worship with everybody throughout the world.
예수님께서 3년 동안에 모든 것을 지금 다 가르치고 가시려고 하는 거예요.
Now Jesus, while he is on earth for 3 years, he is determined to teach about everything that he knows.
목표 120명을 둔 겁니다.
And then he had the goal of raising up 120 people.
예수님께서 하늘나라로 가시고 재림 약속하는 그 시간까지 그 숫자가 120명이에요.
And then by the time he came and by the time he ascended to heaven, he had 120 disciples.
예수님은 거기다 모든 초점을 다 맞춘 거예요.
And Jesus, he pinpointed and focused on that for 3 years.
공생애 실제로 3년 사이 같이 뭐 영원은 영원히 우리와 함께 계시지만은 그렇습니다.
And of course, he is with us all our life long. But during those 3 years earthly ministry, that's what he did.
그렇다면 너무 중요한 거예요.
If that's so, then this is very important.
그런데 많은 고난과 어려움들을 만나게 하셨어요.
But he also made him face many tribulations and crises.
오늘 여기서 여러분들이 깨달아야 될 부분이 왜 나에게 큰 고통이 왔는데 어떻게 해야 되겠습니까?
Many things, the one thing that you must realize today is that there are so many sufferings and hardships. What is it that I must realize?
근데 여러분 큰 어려움이 오면 대부분의 기도하는 게 안 되기 때문에 많은 고민과 생각을 하게 돼요.
And because you do not have that ability to pray when great hardships come your way, you fall into great thoughts.
그러면 점점 어려워지는 겁니다.
And then it gets harder and harder.
하나님이 해결할 때까지 막 계속 어려움 당하다 결국은 하나님 뜻대로 해결되는데도 우리는 그 어려움을 계속 당하는 거죠.
And then until God gives you those answers, you fall into even greater hardships and sufferings until that thing happens, the answers come.
예를 들어 여러분요, 저 사람이 왜 저랬지 하고 생각해 보세요.
For example, you might think, why is that person like that?
그 생각이 계속 깊어져서요, 이상한 일이 나옵니다.
But the deeper you go into those thoughts, something very strange happens.
그 사람을 놓고 계속 기도해 보세요.
But let's say that you start to pray for that individual. Something else, a different answer comes. This is very important.
자, 왜 우리에게 하나님이 이렇게 고통을 주시느냐?
Why did God give us suffering?
예수님에게 굉장한 초대교회 핍박과 고난 주면서요 일이 진행되었어요.
And so we see that this had all proceeded with great tribulations and persecutions of the early church.
서론의 간단한 답을 가지고 시작해야 되겠습니다. 고통이라고 하는 가면을 쓰고 참된 응답은 오는 겁니다.
And so we must really start with this answer from the very beginning. The answers come masked as suffering or hardships.
영안이 어두운 사람들은 알지 못하고 복음 모르면 알지 못해요. 이 고통이라는 가면을 쓰고 온 것이지 실제 참 축복은 응답은 들어있는 겁니다.
People who are spiritually dim and spiritual without the gospel, they might not know this, but we see that these true blessings come masked as suffering.
왜 그렇게 합니까?
Why does he do that?
서론에서 몇 가지 생각해야 됩니다. 가짜들 때문에.
And we must think about this in the introduction. It's because of those who are fake.
여러분 막 신앙생활 처음부터 너무 행복하고 즐겁고 기쁘고 많이 먹고 마시고 이렇다면 가짜들 다 와요.
Now, let's say that your Christian walk of faith is full of joy and eating and partying and feasts. All these people who are fake will come and join you.
예, 이스라엘이 일곱 번이나 재앙을 당했습니다. 왜냐? 가짜들 때문에.
Now, we see that the Israelites faced crises seven times because of those who were false.
그 중에 소수의 렘넌트와 언약 잡은 사람 붙잡고 해방된 겁니다.
But they were able to come out and be liberated by the minority, the seven remnants.
예, 계속 이 복음 말고 다른 걸 주장하고 우리 장로님 기대더래요. 틀린 걸 주장하고 이런 사람들이 너무 많기 때문에 하나님은 고통이라고 하는 모양을 가지고 진짜 응답을 전달해요.
And because there are so many people who are fake coming with the things that are false, who are not, without the gospel, just as our elder spoke in his prayer, God has given us these problems masked as problems. And then another reason.
사람들은 눈앞에 보이는 유익만 쫓아가기 때문에 하나님은 고통이라는 걸 가지고요. 참 진리를 전달하고 있어요.
People chase after success and what is beneficial to them. So God gives us this true truth. This truth masked as suffering.
3년 동안 주님의 훈련을 받은 이 120명은요. 그 부분을 알고 있어요.
But the 120 who were trained during the 3 years of Jesus' earthly ministry, they knew of this.
이 120명 가지고 세계를 정복한 거예요.
And it is through these 120 people that God conquered the world.
그래서 우리 말씀을 잘 보셔야 됩니다.
And so you must look at God's word carefully.
예수님의 기적을 본 사람들은 마지막 큰 어려움 왔을 때 다 도망갔어요.
Those who saw the miracles of Jesus when great tribulations and hardships came to the world, they all ran away.
진짜 응답 주시는 초점은 그게 아니란 말이에요.
And so God's focus isn't there to give true answers.
도시락 하나로 5천 명 먹고 나만 많은 걸 본 사람들 다 도망갔어요.
People who saw how Jesus fed the 5,000 people with the small little lunchbox, they all ran away.
그게 잘못됐단 말이에요. 가짜들이라고 말해요.
And that means that that is incorrect. Those are people who are false.
치유받고 많은 도움받은 사람들이 예수님 십자가 체험하고 큰 어려움 오니까
Those who were healed by Jesus and who received great help from him when he was nailed on the cross, they all ran away.
여러분에게 있는 지금 어려움, 고통 어떻습니까? 전혀 두려워하지 마시고 잘 안 보시기 바랍니다.
The hardships and tribulations that you go through, how is it for you? Do not look at just that. Do not look at chase after people.
그러면 렘넌트 7명 보세요. 요셉이 아무 잘못 없이 누명수와 감옥 갔습니다. 그러면 그 억울한 겁니까?
Then let's look at the seven remnants, especially Joseph. When he was falsely accused and thrown into prison, what did he do? Did he do wrong?
그것 때문에 탄식해야 됩니까?
Does he fall into despair because of that? Should he give up everything because of that?
그것 때문에 모든 사람을 원수 삼아야 됩니까?
Did he have to make enemies of everybody because of it? No, it didn't happen.
그 복음화라는 굉장한 답을 하나님은 가지시고 요셉을 그리로 보내.
God gave him the answer of saving and gospelizing Egypt, and that's why he sent Joseph there.
이 120명이요, 세계를 정복했다니까요.
But it was these 120 individuals that conquered and overturned the world.
예, 여러분 우리 진짜 옛날에 왕궁 안에 큰 비밀을 지키는 신하도 있을 거 아니에요.
And I'm sure a long time ago in the royal palaces there were people there who guarded the treasury of the palace.
예, 진작으로 지키는 사람도 있어야 될 거 아니에요.
And I'm sure there are some people who truly guards those things that are real.
그런 사람들 가운데 소경을 많이 썼다고.
And then amongst them, they say that they use people who are blind
그냥 보지 말라고.
For them to not see.
너무 중요한.
Because they're so important.
오늘 지금 바리새인들이 질문을 한 것이 아니고 예수님을 시험하시려고 질문한 거예요.
Now these Pharisees, they didn't just simply ask a question to Jesus. They're trying to test him.
오늘 이 질문만 신경을 쓰면 안 됩니다. 계속해서 이렇게 하는 거예요.
And so you cannot just focus on this simple question alone or this test.
신앙생활 하지 않고 계속해서 인간적인 것만 질문하는 거예요.
Rather than really living this walk of faith, they continue to ask these questions, humanistic questions.
제자들은 여기에 속지 않았습니다.
And the disciples were not deceived by this.
여러분은 언약만 제대로 붙잡으면 틀림없이 역사에 나게 돼 있습니다.
If you simply hold firm to the covenant, then absolutely his work will be fulfilled.
제자들은 응답받을 수가 없어 계속 질문이요. 계속적으로 틀린 질문을 계속합니다.
The Pharisees had no choice not to. They couldn't receive answers because they continued to ask the wrong questions.
지난 주간에 이어서 오늘은 무슨 질문했냐?
Now, following last week, what was the question that they asked?
너무나 뻔한 질문을 예수님 보고요. 이혼하면 안 되지 않습니까? 아내를 버리면 안 되지 않습니까? 이렇게 질문했어요.
They go and ask him such an obvious question, saying, "Is it okay to divorce your wife?"
예수님 대답이 그렇지.
And so Jesus says, "Yeah, that's right."
그럼 설명 중에 있잖아요. 둘이 하나가 되면 뭐 하나님이 짝짓은 뭐 나눌 수 없다 뭐 이쪽 우리 늘 하니 그 얘기를 한 거예요.
And then he goes on to explain that they're no longer two but one flesh, and what God has joined together, no one can separate. Everything that we already knew.
어떻습니까? 그러니까 뭐라고 질문했는지 압니까?
And then how is it for you? How did he respond?
그러면 모세는 부인이 가늠한 적 있으면 정수를 줘서 헤어지라고 안 했습니까?
Then they throw him another question saying, but why then did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?
그거는 명령이 아니고 허락이죠. 그렇게 그렇지. 그런 정수 없으면 이혼하면 안 되지. 예수님 이렇게 설명한 거예요.
And so Jesus replied, of course, their hearts were hardened. That's why he permitted it.
네. 왜 이런 질문인 줄 아십니까?
But do you know why they ask these questions? So basically, they're trying to go against the words that Jesus was saying prior to this.
여러분들은 신앙생활하면서 사람의 소리 듣지 마세요.
As you live your walk of faith, do not listen to the voices of people.
정말 응답받으려고 하면은 많은 사람의 소리 주장 의견
If you truly want to receive answers, do not listen to the voices and opinions and thoughts of other people.
세계교회 그렇게 망했고 지금도 전 세계교회는 그렇게 가고 있어요.
That's how all the churches of the world have fallen, and that's how all the churches are going towards.
오늘 우리 장로님 기도대로 우리만이라도 하나님의 말씀을 듣고 하나님의 말씀 따라가는 교회가 되자.
And just as our prayer of our elder today, may we, just our church alone at least, follow the words of God and do it accordingly.
이런 사람을 120명 당당히 거예요.
And so God, Jesus had left behind 120 individuals. And this is the work that he was doing.
지구생을 처음으로 저 로마까지 세계 복음을.
And for the very first time on earth, we see that the gospel reached to Rome.
자. 어떻게 하길래 그렇습니까?
Then what do they do for this to happen?
첫째입니다.
Very first thing.
오늘 여러분이 붙잡아야 될 첫 번째 언약입니다.
This is the very first covenant to hold on to.
예수님께서 지금까지 계속 말씀하신 내용이 뭡니까?
Now what is the content that Jesus continued to speak about until now?
성삼위 하나님과 보좌의 능력과 하나님의 나라에 대한 설명을 계속 한 거예요.
He continued to speak about the triune God and the kingdom of God and the throne of heaven.
오늘 여러분들이 근본적인 언약을 붙잡으면 그때부터 계속 역사가 시작되는 겁니다.
If you hold on to today, the fundamental covenant, then works will continue to arise.
예수님은 하나밖에 얘기를 안 했다니까요.
God only speak, or Jesus only speak about one thing.
여러 개를 자꾸 말하는데 예수님께서는 정말로 하나밖에 말씀하세요.
We think about all these other sorts of things, but Jesus only spoke about one thing.
예수님께서 처음부터 가르칠 때마다 하나만 가르쳤어요.
And from the very beginning, when Jesus started to teach, he only taught one thing.
그게 여러분에게 필요하니까.
That's what you needed.
그 언약 가진 사람들은 세계를 정복.
And those who held onto that covenant, they were able to conquer the world.
예수님 뭘 가르쳤어?
What did Jesus teach?
처음부터 산에서 불러서 이것저것 말씀하시는 중에 이런 것들은 복이 아니야. 이게 복이야.
From the very beginning, he gathered them on the mountains, and he spoke about this and that, saying, "This and this is not a blessing. These are blessings."
그러면서 천국이죠 이게.
And then he's talked about the kingdom of God.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
You must remember this.
예수님 가르치는 다 잊어먹고 자꾸 딴 질문합니다.
But instead of remembering the teachings of Jesus, they go on to continue to ask these other questions. And there's so many people who live their Christian walk of faith like that.
자꾸 따라다니면서 예수님이 그 저 병자 고치다고 안식일에 왜
Living their walk of faith and following Jesus and saying, oh, why did you heal this person on the Sabbath day?
예수님 답답해서 그러면 양이 길 잃어버리면 안 찾겠냐?
And he said, he was so frustrated that if you lose a lamb, are you not going to find that lamb?
심지어 따라다니면서 제자들이 밀, 이거 밀었다고요. 안식일에 일했다고.
And then again, they come against him and say, oh, the apostles and disciples, they worked on the Sabbath day.
예수님이 지난번에 말 약간 자기도 알아듣지 못한 한 거 있어요. 그거 지금 또 묻는 겁니다.
And then Jesus said something that they couldn't fully understand. So with that, they go against him again.
여러분 이렇게 신앙생활하는 사람 천재입니다.
There's so many people who live their walk of faith like that, and there's no reason for you to do it such way.
아니, 예수님에게 와가지고 막 질문.
But how is it that they were able to come before the Lord, before Jesus, to ask these questions?
조금 있으면 후대들이 전 세계로 흩어져서. 정말로 맞아 죽고 물에 빠져 죽고요. 큰 재앙이 있는 이런 걸 생각지도 못하고.
And without even thinking about how their posterity and next generation will be scattered throughout the world, being killed and drowned.
예수님 하나만 얘기했었다니까.
But Jesus only spoke about one thing.
기도할까요? 물었잖아요. 예수님이 기도하라고 얘기합니다. 물었습니다. 우리 뭘 기도할까요?
God, Jesus didn't go and say what he needed to pray about, but the disciples asked them, what should we pray or how should we pray?
뭐 기도할 거 없어. 예수님 쉽게 말하고 그러지 마세요.
Simply put, Jesus said there's nothing to really pray about.
하나님 아버지, 그 이름이 거룩하게 되도록 기도해.
Pray for the kingdom of God. Pray for the name of our Lord Jesus, God.
하나님의 나라.
And his righteousness and for God's kingdom to come upon you. And so you don't need anything else. All you need is your daily bread. And then he said, you don't need to ask about all these things. He already knows. First seek his kingdom and his righteousness and everything else will be given unto you.
다시 예수님 말씀 기억해야 됩니다. 현장 제자 내 보내면서 하나님의 나라
And so, again, we have to listen and remember the words of Jesus. As he sends the disciples out to the field, he says, to pray for God's kingdom and wait for it. But we see that the Pharisees, again, they go and question, are you the king of the devil that you always drive out demons? And then Jesus says,
성령 임하고 사단이 결박되면 하나님의 나라 임하였네.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon the place, all the forces of darkness will flee and God's kingdom will come upon it.
집을 살릴 수
Only then can you save your family. These are the words of Jesus.
마지막에도 제자들 감람문으로 불러놓고는 40일 동안 하나님 나라의 일을 전해요.
Later on, Jesus gathers his disciples on the Mount of Olives and he speaks about the kingdom of God for 40 days and nights.
120명의 성도는 제자와 함께 이 언약을 딱 가지고 있어요.
Along with the 120 disciples and the disciples, they held firm to this covenant.
여러분이 오늘도 이 기도를 해야 돼요.
And today you must pray this prayer.
하지 말라고 했어요. 그래서 이 기도를 해야 돼요.
Jesus said not to pray for anything else.
여러분 혼자 있을 때도 이 기도해야 돼요.
And even when you're alone, you have to pray this prayer.
성삼위 하나님께서 내게 임재해 주세요.
May the triune God come upon me.
해보세요.
Pray that prayer.
이걸 3년 동안 했더니 세계 변화를
Just 3 years this took place and the world took change.
보좌의 축복이 내게 임하게 해 주시옵소서.
May the blessings and the power of the throne come upon me.
이 언약을 전달하게 해 주옵소서.
And may we be able to transmit this covenant. If not, they're going to fall into darkness and die. And so this was a very fervent request of Jesus.
이 제자 숫자는 120명이지만은 세계를 살려.
The number of the disciples was only 120, but they were the ones who saved the world.
오늘 여러분들은 예수님의 공생애 가운데 가르친 아주 중요한 것을 정말 붙잡으셔야 돼요.
And so all of you here today, may you truly hold on to the words and the teachings of Jesus during his earthly ministry.
이때에 오는 응답이 뭡니까?
Then what are the answers that come after this?
굉장히 중요합니다.
This is very important.
이때 오는 응답이 뭐죠?
What are the answers that come after this?
드디어 내가 기도가 뭔지 알게 됩니다.
It's the fact that you start to realize what true prayer is.
렘넌트가 제일 중요한 게 렘넌트가 기도할 수 있다면요. 어디 있어도 괜찮아요.
This is the most important thing for the remnants. If our remnants are able to realize this, then no matter where you are, it's okay.
드디어 나에게 많은 영적인 변화가 있나.
Finally, we see great spiritual change that takes place.
뭘 응답받을 것이냐 중요한 게 아니다니까요.
So it's not important about what kind of answers you're going to receive.
예수님께서 말씀하셔서 이 응답이 중요한 거 아니에요?
And Jesus said himself as well, answers are not important.
하나님의 나라가 임하면 모든 것이 다 이루어집니다.
If God's kingdom comes upon this place, everything will be fulfilled.
예수님의 설명입니다.
This is the explanation of Jesus.
다시 한번 감람산에 부르고 또 설명했어요.
Again, he gathered them together on the Mount of Olives and explained to them.
얼마나 중요한 게.
Because it was so important.
이래야만 우리의 근본이 바뀌어.
Only then does our fundamental start to change or in a foundation.
쉽게 말하면 운명이 바뀌어.
Simply put, our fate and destiny changes.
어떻습니까, 여러분?
How is it for you?
영적으로 어려움 당하는 분들 아무리 의사 찾아가도 잘 안 될 겁니다.
Those who are spiritually challenged, no matter how many doctors you go and find a visit, it's not going to work.
이 기도 시작하세요.
May you start this prayer.
예수님께서 3년 동안 있으면서 이 설명만 하셨다.
And during those 3 years of his earthly ministry, this is all he explained about.
이거 알아들은 제자에게 가장 무식한 베드로가 세계를 움직이고요. 가장 유식한 바울이 깨닫고 세계를 움직이고요.
And we see that the most foolish men, Peter, the disciples, and Paul, they were the ones who were really ones who overcome the world.
이 120명 속에 중직자 70명들 있잖아요.
And then amongst the 120 disciples were 70 church officers.
정확한 숫자 누구누구다는 알 수는 없지만 분명히 들었어요.
We don't have the accurate detailed number, but this is what it's recorded.
이 사람들이 세계를 바꾸는 힘이 생겨.
They received the strength to change the world.
이 축복을 회복하라는 겁니다.
May you restore this blessing.
두 번째입니다.
The second.
이 120명의 초대교회는 어떻게 세계를 복음했냐.
How was it that these 120 early church members were able to change the world?
이 120명의 성도님들 어떻게 축복 받았냐 하는 겁니다.
How did the 120 disciples receive this blessing?
예수님이 계속 설명하는 중에 두 번째 것이 굉장히 중요해요.
And in the midst of Jesus' explanation, the second thing is very important.
세상 사람들은 전부 바리새인 육신적인 것만 계속 요구하는데요. 이 제자들은 영적인 걸 딱 붙잡아.
All the people of the world, the Pharisees, they were always seeking the physical things, but the disciples, they were asking for the spiritual things.
육신이 필요 없단 말이 아니고요. 여러분이 영적인 걸 선택할 때 그때마다 100년 응답이 와요.
And I'm not saying that the physical things are not important, but when you seek out the spiritual things, we gain the answer of 100 years.
하나님의 사람이 육신적인 걸 붙잡을 때마다 100년 후퇴해요.
But when the people of God seek the physical things, they go back 100 years. You must remember this. Look at the question today.
그 순간도 막 병자들이 막 몰려오잖아요.
And then again, we see all these people who are diseased come and follow him.
성경 보면 8절이 바리새인들이 악한 마음을 가지고 예수님께 질문했어요.
And then we see again in this passage that with a wicked heart, the Pharisees come to question him.
쉽게 말하면 이혼하면 됩니까 안 됩니까?
Simply put, they ask, is it okay to divorce or not? And these are such obvious questions.
분명히 8절에 악한 생각을 가지고 질문했다고.
And then in verse 8 it says, with a wicked heart they come and ask these questions.
마태복음 5장 28절에 보면요. 예수님이 산에서 가르칠 때 가르친 게 하나 있어요. 그거가 지금 시비 거는 겁니다.
And then we see in Matthew chapter 5 verse 28, he says something on the mountaintop and then again with that they go and question him.
완전히 지금 모세율법과 다른 차원을 얘기했어요.
They're talking about Jesus was talking about something that was different by the laws of Moses.
뭐라고 얘기했습니까?
What did he say?
마음속에 없는 부모자 다 가늠한 것이니라.
He said, I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery. That's what Jesus taught. Isn't that right?
했냐 안 했냐가 중요한 게 아니고 네 마음에 없는 부모자 이거 다 가늠한 거야.
Whether you did it or not is not important, but the fact that you already looked and had that in your heart is already committed.
뿐이지 가늠한 거야.
You just simply didn't do it, but you already committed adultery.
안 뿐이지 가늠한 거야.
You just didn't do it by action, but you already do it.
예수님은 답입니다.
That is the answer of Jesus, and that's what they're trying to go and question him about.
예수님의 가르침은 그 말은 무슨 뜻입니까?
But Jesus's teaching, what is he what is he trying to explain?
아내를 버리지 않고 살 수 있는 믿음과 능력 있어야죠.
You need to have the faith and the power to be able to survive and be able to live with your wife.
그리고 너무 큰 어림 와서 이혼했다. 어떡하겠어요? 그것도 하나님 얘기 있겠죠.
And let's say that you're faced with great suffering and great problems and you had no choice but to divorce her.
그분도 예수님 뭐라고 말했어요? 12절에 14절에 뭐라고 말씀하셨어요?
But even that is God's plan. But what does it say in verse 11 and 12?
결혼 안 했거나 못 했거나 안 했다. 그것도 하나님 얘기 있는 거예요.
And so whether you get married or not, that's all in God's plans as well.
쓸데없는 육신적인 질문을 깨.
But they go and ask these useless questions of the physical.
여러분이 많은 일 당하는 중에 하나님의 언약 붙잡고 영적인 걸 딱 선택할 때마다 100년 응답.
And in all the things that you go through, when you're able to hold on to God's covenant and you're able to take this prayer, then you're able to receive 100 years worth of answers.
성경을 한번 잘 보시기 바랍니다.
So may you truly look at the words of God carefully. Why is it 100 years worth of answers?
100년 응답 와야 세계복음화예요.
You must receive the 100 years worth of answers to do world evangelization.
여러분이 하고 있는 그 일 가지고는 세계복음화 힘들어요.
And with the work that you're doing right now, it's very hard to do world evangelization with.
여호와께서 축복하심으로 이삭에게 농사를 100배의 축복을 주셨다고 기록돼요.
It's recorded that through the blessing of the Lord, Isaac was given the blessing of 100 years worth.
우물들을 팔 정도가 아니고 샘 근원을 얻게.
And it's not that he just dug up these wells, but he found the spring, a foundation.
100배의 축복.
He received 100 years worth, 100-fold.
자, 렘넌트 중에 제일 잘 아는 요셉 얘기만 한번 해봅시다.
Let's just speak about Joseph that our remnants know most about.
요셉이 어떤 영적인 걸 선택을 했는지요?
Now, what kind of covenant did he hold on to?
형들이 요셉을 죽이려고 하다가 노예로 팔았잖아요.
Remember, Joseph's brother tried to kill him and then he sold them off as a slave.
이때의 요셉의 깨달음, 형 만났을 때 얘기했잖아요. 요셉이 뭘 깨달았습니까?
And then the discovery or the realization that he had at that time, he goes and shares it with his brother. What was that?
해와 달과 별이 절을 한다는 말은 세계복음화예요.
Now, for the sun and the moon and the stars to bow down to him, that means world evangelization.
세계복음화를 해야 되는데 확실한데
It's for sure that he has to do world evangelization, but he was sold up as a slave.
나는 형들에게 분명히 복수할 거야 하는 건요 다른 얘기입니다.
To go and say I'm going to take revenge against my brothers, that's something completely else.
보통 사람은 그러겠죠.
And most people will probably do that.
나는 반드시 살아남아서 형들에게 복수할 거야.
I'm going to survive and do whatever I can to take revenge on my brothers.
그거는요 응답이 오는 게 아니고. 100년 뒤로 후퇴.
That is not an answer that's coming to you, but that brings you back 100 years.
요셉 뭘 깨달았습니까?
What did Joseph realize?
세계복음화의 가장 확실한 길을 든 가보니.
He realized that he was going on the most sure way in the path for world evangelization.
이게 신앙상 영적인 눈입니다.
These are the spiritual eyes within our Christian walk of faith.
질문한 건 완전히 지금요 신앙생활 할 수 없는 질문.
But the questions that the Pharisees ask are questions that prevents them from living this walk of faith.
우리도 이렇게 하기 쉽습니다.
But it's very easy for us to do the same.
절망 깨달으면요 정말 응답하기 시작합니다.
And if you truly understand this just correctly a little bit, true answers will come to you.
자 요셉이 억울하게 누명 쓰고 감옥 썼다.
Joseph was falsely accused and then he was thrown into prison.
여러분 어떡하겠어요?
How would you take this?
신앙생활 잘하고 있는 분들 어떡하겠어요?
People who are living great walk of faith, how would you take this?
미칠 겁니다. 억울했어요.
I'm sure you'll go crazy because of it.
나는 아무 잘못이 없다.
You would probably say, I have no wrongdoing.
사람들 보세요. 교회 뒤집습니다. 나는 아무 잘못이 없어.
And many people are like this in the church. They overturn their church saying,
뒤집어. 나는 아무 잘못이 없어.
They overturn their family saying, I have no wrongdoing. I'm not at fault.
이게 육신적으로 신앙생활 하는 사람들 모습 아닙니까?
Isn't this the way that people are when who are living their walk of faith in a physical form?
요셉은 정치인을 만나는 가장 좋은 길임을 확인했어.
But he confirmed that this was the path for Joseph to meet a politician.
또 100년 응답 왔어.
again, he received 100 years worth of 그렇죠? answers. Isn't that so?
아니, 소문이 나서 왕을 만나게 됐는데 왕의 꿈을 했어요.
The news passed down all the way to the king, and he was able to interpret the king's dream.
근데 중요한 거는요. 왕이 이렇게 물었잖아요.
What's important here is that the king asked.
여러분이 제일 좋아하는 질문이었어요. 네가 꿈에서 그걸 그렇게 잘하느냐?
He asked a question that we all love so much. Are you the one who dreams, interpret dreams well?
저와 여러분이 제일 대답 잘하는 전문성, 예, 그게 제 전문입니다라고 말했어요.
And this is a question that's thrown to us that we like the most, and the answer we like to give the most. Yes, we are the specialist in that.
요셉 대답이 기가 찹니다.
But the response of Joseph.
저는 왕의 꿈을 해석할 수 없습니다.
Was different. Joseph's response said, "I cannot interpret your dreams."
놀랬겠죠.
And so I'm sure the king was very taken aback.
임금님이 꾼 꿈은 하나님이 해석을 할 수 있습니다.
The dream that you dreamt can be only interpreted by God.
보세요.
Look at that.
또 100년 앞서.
Again, he went ahead 100 years.
세계복음하고 남는 거예요.
And so he could do world evangelization and more.
여러분. 정말로 오늘 이 붙잡아야 될 언약이 뭡니까?
Then what is it that the covenant that we must truly hold on to today?
아무 말한 말이 아닙니다. 하나님 내 사업에 보좌의 능력이 임하여 세계복음하게 하옵소서.
I'm not saying not to do your businesses, but may the kingdom of God and the power of the throne come upon my businesses to do world evangelization.
예수님이 가르친 첫 번째 거라.
That was the very first teaching of Jesus.
예수님 가르친 거 다 놓치 버리면 안 되죠.
You can't lose hold of everything that Jesus taught. And then what is the second thing today?
계속해서 육신적인 거 세상적인 게 따라가다 죽지 말고 영적인 걸 가지고 세상 살려내라.
Don't die falling and holding on to the things of the world and the physical things, but may you be able to grab hold of the spiritual things.
다른 사람 이혼의 문제 가지고 그렇게 생을 걸고 할 이유가 없는 거예요. 영적인 거 다 놓치고.
You're losing hold of all the spiritual things, asking these, I mean, obvious questions about other the physical things about who gets divorced.
이혼하든 결혼하든 그 뭐 그래 큰 문제가 돼서 그걸 가지고 말이요. 예수님에게 가지고 와서 질문한다니까.
Why are you going to come to Jesus asking such questions whether this person gets divorced or married or not? What does that have to do with you?
오늘 여러분이 예수님이 공생애 3년에 뭘 가르치길래 120명이 언약 보자고 응답받았냐?
Now, so what is it that Jesus taught during his 3 years on earth that 120 disciples gathered and followed him?
세 번째 겁니다.
The third thing.
천년 응답이 있어요.
There is an answer of 1,000 years. What is that?
미래를 본 겁니다.
They were able to see the future.
이때 아이들이 예수님께 왔어요.
It was at this time the children came to Jesus.
예수님이 좋아하는 아이들 막 왔다니까요.
And so the little children he loved so much came to him.
제자들이 막 아이들 가라고 말해.
And then the disciples told them to go away.
예수님은 그 아이를 불러서요. 축복하고 안수했어요.
But he had them together and he blessed them.
천년의 응답 미래를 보는 거.
So the one who saw the future to receive 1,000 years worth of answers.
마침 오늘 우리 예배 와셔서 감사합니다만은 우리 이제 최정환 장로님, 전옥분 권사님 부부가요. 나 저분들 볼 때 늘 감사하게 그래 말이요. 아이들을 챙기는 거죠.
And I'm very thankful that our elder Che and his wife is here joining us in worship. And I'm so thankful for them. They're always taking care of the remnants.
제대로 성공한 인물 많아요. 저분들이 챙기가지고.
And so there's so many individuals who have succeeded because they took care of them.
겁니다,
Namelessly, without any kind of recognition, they just take care of these children.
그 행정적인 공무원, 판검사 많이 나왔어요.
And so amongst them, there are many people such as judges and those who are in law.
그게요, 천년 응답이에요.
Now that is 1,000 years worth of answers. They might not know it, but that is 1,000 years worth of answers. Do you know why?
이도로 장로가 모세를 도왔더니 이게 천년 응답이요.
The fact that Elder Jethro helped Moses, that was 1,000 years worth of answers for him.
뭐 이도로 장 노리면서 한 건 아니에요. 그냥 믿음으로 했을 뿐인데.
And of course, Elder Jethro didn't do it to receive these answers. He just simply did it out of faith.
사무엘이 다윗을 찾아가서 기름 부으면서 얘기한 겁니다.
This is the word that we see that prophet Samuel said as he anointed David.
여러분 보기에는 쉬운 얘기처럼 보이지만 쉬운 얘기 아닙니다. 왕이 현재 살아 있는데 그 악한 왕 사울 왕이 있는데 가서 다윗 찾아 네가 앞으로 왕 될 거다 이 얘기한다는 건요 굉장히 위험한 거예요.
The fact that he can go to another person while the king is still alive and existing and say you will one day become the king is actually very very dangerous and also very difficult to say.
사실은 다윗을 찾아가서 있었던 얘기를 다 했겠죠.
And I'm sure he went and saw David and then explained about all the things that had happened.
뭐 언약궤 얘기 다 했겠죠.
And I'm sure he explained about the Ark of the Covenant.
미래 얘기 했겠죠.
And also explained about the future.
다윗 머리 기름 부은 겁니다.
And then after that, he anointed David's head with oil and later said that you will be the king. So later, when you become king, do this and that.
이게 천년 응답입니다.
That is a thousand years worth 그렇죠. of answers. Isn't that so?
예수님이 그 세 가지를 보여줘.
And so Jesus showed them these three things.
항상 이 세 가지를 보여준 겁니다.
And in some sense, he always shows these three things.
정말로 허감 세상 살리는 길은 보좌의 능력과 축복.
The only way to save this world of darkness is by the power and the blessings of the throne. And this is our background. This is our last place that we will go to. That is it. And then what else?
정말 세상 살리는 백년 응답이 되는 한 사건이 백년 어떤 핍박 속에서도 영적인 비밀을 가르쳐.
And then to teach the spiritual teaching, the spiritual mystery, so that no matter what happens, we can truly succeed.
그 가지고 눈에 보이는 세상 살리는 거라.
And it's with those blessings that we go and save the world that we can see. And then what is the last thing? To be able to transmit this and relay this to our posterity.
그건요, 천년 응답.
That brings a thousand years worth of answers.
이번 주간의 기도입니다. 여러분의 기도는 생각도 많이 해야 돼요. 생각 많이 하지 마시고 기도하세요.
Although you need to think about it, don't think too much. This week, may you truly pray.
합니다. 지금 이 시대를 움직인 사람들, 철학자들은 생각을 하라고 합니다. 그렇죠?
Isn't that so that the people of this world and the philosophers of the world say you need to think a lot?
뭐 심지어 얼마나 생각을 강조했더니 사람은 흔들리는 갈대 같지만 생각하는 갈대다. 이 정도로 말할 정도로 생각이 중요하다고.
It's to the point where people say that they are the weeds of thought because they think they have to think so much and they beautiful and romanticize it so much.
불교에서는 생각이 모든 것이다.
그렇습니다. And also in the Buddhist teachings, it says that your thoughts are everything.
가장 정확한 답인데 진리를 모르는 위험한 답이에요.
That might sound like the right answer, but to those who do not know the truth, that is the most dangerous answer.
하나님 없다는 걸 전제했을 때 그렇습니다.
Now that's if they do not, if God does not exist.
성삼위 하나님이 눈에 보이지 않게 존재하고 흑암 세력이 존재한 이상 우리는 뭘 해야 되느냐? 기도의 비밀을 가져.
However, if the triune God exists and the Satan exists, what is it that we must do? We must pray with the spiritual eyes and things.
이때요, 영원 응답이 와요.
That's when we see this eternal answer.
오늘 세 가지 나왔습니다. 근본적인 응답이 뭐냐?
Then, what is the fundamental answers?
백년 응답이 뭐냐?
What is this 100 years worth of answers? What is the 1,000 years worth of answers? And what is the eternal answers? 네.
이 언약 가지고 이러면 가는 겁니다.
And you have to proceed and embark in this journey holding on to these answers.
영원한 응답은 나왔어요.
Now we see the eternal answer.
여러분 아시다시피 이 아무도 없는 곳에 노예로 팔려왔을 때 어떤 생각이 들었겠습니까?
As you know very well, as he was sold off to a slave in this place that he does not know anything about, what do you think he felt?
이때에 생각을 한 게 아닙니다. 생각을 해버리면 미쳐버려요.
At that point, he didn't just think, because if you think at that point, you're going to go crazy.
생각보다 훨씬 뛰어넘는 이 축복을 누리는 기도를 시작해.
He instead went into prayer that goes beyond thinking.
이 요셉 때문에 남긴 응답은 영원한 응답.
And the answers that were left behind because of Joseph lasted for eternity.
오늘 이걸 여러분이 붙잡는.
This is what you need to hold on to today.
아무리 형편 안 좋아도 괜찮습니다. 진짜로 시작.
So no matter what kind of dire situation you might be in, it's okay. May you truly begin.
그냥 안 될 거 아닙니까?
It's not going to work with anything else.
정말 내 성에 하나님. 진짜 응답을 받게 해주옵소서.
Lord God, may you truly allow me to receive true answers in my life.
이게 여러분 남은 생의 기도가 되어야 됩니다.
That must be the prayer of your remaining life.
보좌로 갈 것이기 때문에 보좌의 응답을 내게 주옵소서.
I will go to the throne of heaven. So Lord, give me the power and the blessings of the throne.
우리는 육신 살려야 되는 영적 세계로 가야 되기 때문에 영적인 응답을 내게 주옵소서.
We need to go into the spiritual realm to save all these people. So give me spiritual strength and power.
앞으로 굉장히 어려운 시대 오기 때문에 후대 4세대 살리는 응답을 내게 주옵소서.
Great difficulties come our ways and we need to save the posterity. So Lord, give me the strength to save them.
이것을 예수님이 가르친 겁니다.
These are the teachings of Jesus.
아이들 얘기 자주 했어요.
그렇죠?
Jesus,
4세대를 spoke about little children a lot. He's talking about the posterity.
이것을 알고 있는 120명의 성도는 세계를 살립니다.
And the believers, 120 believers who knew this was able to save the world. May you hold on to this covenant this week.
사실은 사울 왕이 다윗을 죽이려고 군대를 몰고 다녔거든요.
Realistically, we see that King Saul wanted to kill David, and he gathered an army to do this.
이번 주간에 했어요.
But do this this week.
다윗은 이 모든 것을 기도로 바꿨어요.
David took all of these things and he changed it to prayer.
영원한 걸로 나왔어요.
And it came out to be eternal.
이 체험이 여러분에 있어야 됩니다.
And this experience must be yours.
안 그러면은 여러 가지 문제 옵니다. 내 주장, 내 생각 막 계속 하다 죽는 거예요.
If not, you're going to go through so many problems and you're going to die simply just filled with all your thoughts and all your opinions and assertions.
초대교회 바울 같은 인물 보세요.
Look at Paul in the early church.
그래서 오늘 공가에 말씀드린 대로 여러분은 세계를 살려야 될
And just as I said in the district messages earlier this morning, you are the ones who remain to save the world.
이 남은 자는 복음이 뭔가를 아는 사람.
Those who remain are the people who knew what the gospel was.
복음 모르면 큰일 나거든요.
If you do not know the gospel, you are in dire problems.
순례자는 뭡니까?
Then what is a pilgrim?
기도가 뭔가를 아는 사람.
It's a person who truly knows what prayer is.
증복자는 뭡니까?
Then what is a conqueror?
전도가 뭔지를 아는 사람.
A person who knows what evangelism is.
이 언약 붙잡고 여러분 남은 생에 이 놀라운 언약을 누리다가 전달해.
And so may you hold on to this covenant and may you enjoy this answers and the covenant before you leave.
잘 아는 목사님이 갑작스럽게 그 돌아가셨는데 코로나 때문에 돌아가셨어요.
A pastor that I know very well, he passed away a couple days ago due to COVID.
또 젊은 분인데 외국에서 말이요 많은 활동도 하고 참 괜찮은 분이에요. 많은 일을 했는데 이분이 갑자기 돌아가셨어요.
And then a very young man who did such great works overseas, he also passed away.
예, 그분도 코로나로.
And he died because of COVID.
뭐 코로나 걸려서 아무 이상 없다는 사람도 있는데 그러고 뭐. 사망하는 사람들도 많아요.
Of course, there are people who are okay even with COVID, but there are also people who die from it.
뭐 그것도 중요하지만 저는 그분들 얘기를 들으면서 뭘 느끼냐니까 우리는 어차피 하나님 앞에 한 번은 부름을 받아야 돼.
Now, what I thought about all of that was the fact that in our lives, at least one time, we are going to be called by God.
언젠가 우리 개인 종말, 시대 종말, 지구 종말 오는 것인데. 한 번을 우리에게 당하는 일.
Now the end of times and the end of age that will come and all that will come to us as well.
내가 해야 될 가장 소중한 것은 뭘까?
Then what is most valuable and precious to me?
이 질문을 하게 되는 그래서 그 사람 얘기 들으면서요.
Due to these events that took place and after hearing that thing, those news, I start to ask these questions.
물론 지금까지 해왔지만 그때 저게 이런 생각이 들었어요.
And of course I did all that, but at this time I start to think.
뭐 많은 성공, 많은 목표, 그게 그렇게 중요하냐?
All the success and these goals, are they truly important?
뭐 우리가 많은 일, 많은 것들이 그렇게 중요하냐?
And all the works that we do and all the things that we want to do, is that truly important?
이 사람이 물어봐드니까 하던 거 그만두고 그 중요한 거 다 두고 그냥 가는 거예요.
Why? Because no matter how renowned they are and what kind of work they are doing, when they're called by God, they have to leave that all behind.
가야 될 나이도 아닌데. 다 두고 그냥 가야 되는 거예요.
He was so young and yet he had to leave everything behind and be called.
내가 전에 가슴 아팠던 일은 또 말이죠. 사람이 그 뭐 별건 아니지만은 제보다는 조금 나이 어린 사람인데 아니 일하러 갔다가 사망했어요.
And really what broke my heart one time was that this person was younger than me but on his way to work he passed away.
근데 지금 같으면은 119 이래가지고 뭐 이래 옮길 건데 그때는 사람을 데려와야 되니까 뉴욕에다가 실어 갖고 온 거예요.
And so nowadays when you have a problem like that you could call 911 and have the ambulance come pick this person up but back then we couldn't do that.
근데 저는 그 사람 돌아가 가지고 죽은 거 그것도 뭐 마음에 그렇지만은 뭐 보고 마음이 아팠나면요. 그 시체를 덮어놓고 덮어놨는데 옆에 뭐가 있나면은 아침에 가져가서 먹지도 못하고
Now, of course, him passing away and him dying really broke my heart. But what really truly broke my heart was that at that time the body was covered, but on his hands we saw the breakfast lunchbox that he wasn't able to eat. And for me, that was a great life lesson.
도시락을 딱 보는데요.
As I look at that little lunchbox, and I thought to myself, he left his house in the morning with that lunchbox to eat, but he couldn't even eat that, and he passed away.
우리 인간이 남아 있는 시간표 속에서요. 가장 소중한 게 뭘까?
Then in our remaining time schedule of life, what is the most important thing?
이 기도를 이번 주간에 하셔야 됩니다.
May you pray that prayer this week.
또 부활주일을 맞이하고 고난 주간에 무엇을 우리는 하나님 앞에 또 기도해야 될 것인가?
And then what are we going to pray before God during this resurrection week?
한 번만 기도해도 하나님이 원하시는 기도하면 응답이 있습니다.
Even if you pray just once, what God desires, answers will come.
오늘 이번 주간이 그런 날이 되기를 주 예수 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ that today and this week will be a week like that.
감사드립니다.
God, we give you thanks.
오늘 어떤 경우에도 세상 살린 초대교회 성도님들을 보며 그리스도를 바라보는 시간됨을 감사드립니다.
Thank you that no matter what happens, that we can truly look before you like the 120 disciples of the early church.
우리의 영안이 열려지게 하옵소서.
May our spiritual eyes open.
그래서 세상 살릴 수 있는 사명을 감당케 하옵소서.
And let us be able to take on our role and our commission to save the world.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.